The big story. I kept saying a big story that you're not going to hear, you're not going to see. Because, of course, it's on Breitbart. Elite media, as Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban says. You basically have the dad. And it's funny because you haven't heard much of the elite media talking about the dad. It's like they refuse to talk about the dad. They really do. They refuse to talk about Mateen's dad. Because the narrative is he's this repressed homosexual, and he did this because he's gay, and blah, 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 blah. And that's just not the case. It's not the case. Nowhere on these tapes did you hear Mateen talk about hating gays. Because if hating gays was your motivation, if it was a hate crime, if hating homosexuals was the reason you shot up Pulse nightclub, then guess what? You would say the 9/11 operator, "Hi, I hate fags." You know those Westboro Baptist guys? They have the "I hate fag" signs. "Yes, sir." "Well, I'm taking it to the next step. I hate fags, and now I'm shooting fags." "Oh, well, thank you, sir." He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say that, my friends. He said, "I love ISIS. I love Abu Dhabi." Or whatever the guy's name is. So the dad, this crazy, wacky, he's a terrorist sympathizer. He supports terrorist activity. I mean, that's the dad. So the report comes out. And remember, we talked about this before. So this isn't like a new revelation. It's just more details to the revelation. Remember, this is a guy that has a, I don't know if it was a monthly program. It's like an Afghani cable channel. It's out here in Los Angeles. Go figure. The studio out here in Los Angeles with satellite time that beams TV programs to Afghanistan. Exactly, Afghanistan. They're like a big they're a big mover and shaker in television broadcasting. I don't know how this is, but anyways. He's got a program where he's pro-Taliban. Remember, the Taliban just murdered 15 or 16 people the other day. A bomb blew up a bunch of people died. So Mateen's dad is a Taliban sympathizer. So this new report comes out that says Mateen's dad, Siddiqui Mateen, has a whole bunch of connections to a bunch of prominent Islamist groups that are pro-terrorism. He's the president of the New American Muslim Alliance. Man, they've sponsored a whole bunch of radical conferences in the U.S. And their leader has spoken in defense of convicted terrorists, including Afia Siddiqui, who is known as Lady Al-Qaeda. It's very sexy, isn't it? Lady Al-Qaeda. And, of course, Palestinian Islamic Jihad board members Sami Al-Aryan and Pakistani intelligence lobbyist Ghulam Nabi Faiz. So this AMA group, part of the radical Islamic propaganda world, people wonder, where is this kid get? He was born in Queens. He was born in New York. He was born. Listen, we've had this conversation a trillion times on the show. People that immigrate to the United States don't assimilate anymore. There's no incentive to assimilate. No one encourages these people to assimilate. Rather, they are Afghani, rather they are Pakistani, or they're from Honduras. It's not like the days when my grandmother came to the United States. I've said this before, my grandmother came when she was, I think, 9, 10 years old. The day she died, you couldn't ever tell that she was born in Italy. You couldn't tell that when she came here, she didn't know a lick of English. She grew up, she assimilated, and unless you really dug deep into her past, unless you really had a conversation with her about her history and her ancestors and where she came from and her birthplace, she's American. She's American. She never, ever put an Italian flag on their doorstep. You would never hear her speak in Italian. Once in a while, she was arguing with her sister, my Aunt Lou. Once in a while. And the kids were around. And they were saying dirty words, screaming at each other. But other than that, it was English. And my grandmother was one of those people that were, hey, if you're not from here, and you immigrate to here, you better learn English. You have no business being here if you don't. That's the old school values. That's the old school values. And we don't have that anymore. We don't have that. People come here when they're 10 years old, rather they're from Pakistan or they're from, Guadalajara or wherever. And they don't learn the English. They learn the English just to get by. Just to get by. So this Mateen, this Omar Mateen, yeah, he was born in Queens. He was born in New York. Just because you were born in the United States does not make you a passionate American from deep in your soul, deep in your heart, and deep in your mind. It's not the case. If you were born in Queens, or you were born in the Bronx, or you were born in Miami, Florida, and your parents don't like America, your parents look at America as the great Satan. And those values are put in your head day in, day out. You're only an American because you happen to be born here. No different than the concept that Ted Cruz is not Canadian. You know, Ted Cruz was born in Canada, grew up in Canada. He didn't come to the United States until he was 4 or 5. When something happens with Ted Cruz, we don't go, he's Canadian. Trump did. And he got pushback from everybody. No, he's not. He was, his mom was American. He's not Canadian. But when we talk about terrorists, like Omar Mateen, what do we, oh, he's an American. That's homegrown. He's American. He's American. Yeah, his parents are Afghani. His parents are Taliban sympathizers. His dad's a member of a radical Islamic society that promotes terrorism. He's American, though. He's American. He was born in America. He's American. It's like the same rules don't apply for terrorists as they do for Ted Cruz. Kind of funny. Omar Mateen wasn't American. To do what he did was not American. His political ideology is not American. And it's about time we start calling Islam what it is. It's not a religion. It's a political ideology. I know that's controversial to say. But the minute religion is used to govern, that is at the exact moment that it ceases to be this hocus-pocusy religion, believe in it, don't believe in it. It's all about faith. It's about suspending reality. It's just about something that makes you feel good, believing in something. It escapes that realm and goes into a political ideology. When a country is governing their people based on a book, it's not a religion. It's a political ideology. And so, it doesn't get the same treatment as other religion does. And countries like Saudi Arabia govern their people based on the Quran. It's not religion now. It's a political ideology. It's the Rob Scarry Show. Listen, we're done. We're finished. We're out. We're over and out here, okay? We'll see you tomorrow. It's Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. And we'll be here. I don't know if we'll be humping, but we'll be here nonetheless. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys are the best, as always, the greatest audience that anybody could ever have. All right? The greatest audience anybody could ever have. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.